This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Jeremy, thank you very much indeed. There's the challenge for you. I expect to hear some pushback in the questions or some probing beneath that pattern that Jeremy laid out so clearly. So, where's the first question?
Thanks very much, Jeremy. Colin Williams, University of Plymouth. Listening to you, the question that occurred to me is, given your close engagement with a limited number of HE institutions and colleges, which is an activity that's often undertaken, particularly by large companies, do you ever feel that you may be missing potential candidates because you obviously cannot engage with all the HEIs and colleges in the country? And the reverse side of that coin, what advantage do the HEIs and colleges that you do engage with gain in terms of marketing, i.e., I have an ambition as a young person to work for Sky. I find out which ones you're engaging with. I go there.
Yeah. I think it probably does, the answer to your formal question. That's always in, I think, business. There's always a balance of, you know, how do you reach out and how many people do you work with, you know, that is going to be, you know, reasonably both efficient and effective, I think. At the same time as not cutting yourself out from talent and opportunity. Now, to balance that, I'll say we have other things in the business. So, for example, we give a huge amount of work experience to people who contact us, and oftentimes that comes indirectly. But we essentially have an unwritten rule in Sky, which is if a young person contacts us and writes us an email asking for work experience, we'll give them work experience. Now, that may only be, you know, it might be a week in sport or a week in news, but we will give them some experience as well. So we try and balance it out, but I think there is always a balance to be had. The advantage, I think, is we can dedicate more time. You know, we can really start to engage more with the colleges we work with the tutors that we work with, and we can have a more consistent relationship, I think, that we will, you know, we'll invest in and put resource behind, and then the college will hopefully benefit from. We're a great believer in partnerships at Sky, because I think oftentimes my observation in business is oftentimes, you know, initiatives are too short, and these things take time to build, and when you set upon them, you're never quite sure where they'll end up. So I think it is a bit of a balance. Personally, I think if, you know, more businesses could reach out, you know, to more colleges, the totality of that would be a good thing. Now, I've also got to tell you, spoken to some other businesses who, you know, I was talking to a big bank, and I think they were saying they had got themselves down to four universities was their pool for entrance. That struck me as being pretty narrow, I have to say, in terms of pool. So I think, you know, there is always going to be a balance that you've got to get.
Hello, Jeremy. My name is Keith Herman, Council of Industry and Higher Education. You've spoken a lot about leaders for the future and young people and your engagement with promoting future leaders. What about Sky's involvement with universities around research and the digital economy and opportunities for engaging academics and getting them out of universities into businesses like yours to really understand the leading edge research requirements?
I think, again, look, we don't do much, and I think actually it's a good point, you know, that you tend to focus on the students themselves as opposed potentially to, to some of the voices within educational establishments who you can work with and who can articulate, who you can learn a lot from, and you can probably help teach it in that sort of sense or provide experiences too. We don't do a huge amount other than we do start to develop relationships with the colleges that we work with. So I think these are all things that we should, you know, push and develop. I mean, one of the areas we've been very successful with, I think, is working with the likes of some of the business schools, who are clearly very, very keen to work with organisations like ourselves. And it's interesting, as we've done that, one of the things that we find is relationships get seeded down through the organisation, and then they tend to sustain as well. So I think more of that would be for the better. But look, it needs to be a two-way thing. You know, I think it needs to be, you know, if business can reach out more, but also, you know, I would encourage you in terms of, you know, your roles and the education establishments that you work with. If you've got an interest, you know, reach out to us as well. because, as I say, you know, you will push against an open door. We're very, very happy to engage in dialogue and learn more and encourage. And one of the interesting things, I think, in media, for example, is it's sometimes the pathway into media is a little bit less structured than in many other disciplines, it seems to me. So people who come in and do well at Sky, I'm always struck, come in from many, many different walks of life. And also, the range of qualifications they have can vary very enormously. You know, we've got, we're running an apprenticeship scheme in Sky News. It's a four-year scheme. We take kids who are 16. In year one, they're basically a runner, which is a sort of, general kind of gopher, and they learn a lot through that. Year two, they learn to drive an outside broadcast unit, which, if you're 17 and you get an HGV license, I wish somebody gave me the chance to do that when I was 17. Year three, they do sound, and they become a sound engineer and sound technician. Year four, they do cameras, right? So they end up as a cameraman. It's really interesting. I had lunch with this group the other day, and one of the things that struck me, they were saying that many of their peer group had actually gone on to college or university. That how they'd actually had a narrower view of the world, they felt, than some of the apprentices who were taken through, who were at the G20 summit, and were developing this broad view of world events through their association with Sky News. So I think for us, it reminds me all the time that there's our source in terms of talent for the business is actually very broad at many different levels, and therefore we need to reach out in lots of different ways if we're going to attract the right people. It's not all about kind of bringing lawyers and accountants, which was my background, into the business.
Okay, one last question, David.
Jeremy, I thought that was great, and really. I think reflects what I'm hearing from business people all over the place, which is about roundedness of individual talent coming into the business rather than just very narrow, specific academic talents. There's a debate inside the higher education world about what students should be measured on. And it seems to me what you're saying is, well, measure them on leadership or collaboration or cooperation. And there's a sense that instead of just coming out with a 2-1 or a 2-2 or whatever, that you should come out with a broader report card reflecting these. Do you think Sky would welcome that, and would they use it as an effective tool for recruitment?
Yes, yeah, we would definitely. No, I've got to tell you, when you get into business, I can't think of, other than when somebody's joined Sky, of us really having a conversation about what people's academics were. Right? We just don't. We have lots and lots of conversations about, can people come in and work effectively, with others? Can they make things happen? Can they get results? We critically view value sets as very, very important. I need to have confidence. I often say in a business like ours, we employ 20,000 people in the UK. There's no rule book I can design for every circumstance those 20,000 people come up with. So actually, if I try and do that, it's a futile task. What's much, much better is to manage a need through a value set and a set of principles. Because then I know that people may not be exactly right, but they'll not be a million miles wrong. And the problem often with kind of formal rules is that once you've crossed over the line, you can go anywhere. So it is those sorts of skills that much more will define people who will progress in our organisation. Of course, people need to be smart. They need to have common sense. Of course, the people in strategy, and regulatory, the economists need to be very, very bright. Of course, that's the case. But ultimately, a shared enterprise is about turning that into results, and people working together to a common goal. That's ultimately, in my view, what business is about.
Great. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Let's move into...